From Hook and Bullet to Policy and Science, we're here to discuss and dissect all matters of importance to Montana's rugged landscape and the people and wildlife that call it home. This is Montana Untamed. This summer, in an urban state park on the west side of Helena, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has been conducting a very visible research project, one that includes colorful birds, excited biologists, and the public is welcome to join in. With me today is Mariah Thomas, a reporting intern for the Helena Independent Record and the Montana State News Bureau, who recently wrote about the project. Mariah, can you first just kind of paint listeners a picture of what this scene was?
Absolutely. So the bird banding station is taking place out at Spring Meadow Lake State Park, which is kind of this really interesting state park that's right in the middle of Helena. Montana Wild is right next to Spring Meadow Lake State Park, and they're with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, and have a big building that's set up right by the lake, and that's where the bird banding is happening. So they've got a big grassy field out on the side of the building and had a big whiteboard set up there with note cards and information for all of the public people who came to watch the banding station. And then there's a gazebo right by Montana Wild as well that had a table in the middle of it set up with CalPERS and the bands and pill bottles, and biologists were all sitting there and banding the birds as people were watching. And all of it is just a short walk away from Spring Meadow Lake, where the nets are placed all over around the walking path that goes around the lake. And there's 10 nets. Those are fine mesh, and they have pockets in them, so when the birds fly into the nets, they drop into the pockets. And then biologists and volunteers get to go out about every 15 to 20 minutes and check on the nets to grab any birds that are in them. They put them in fabric bags and then bring them back up to the gazebo. So it's all right there and super accessible in the middle of Helena, which is really cool.
I think you painted us a pretty good picture of kind of the hubbub and what it looks like and how and kind of where it's positioned in town. You mentioned that it's a bird banding project. So what is bird banding? Obviously, it sounds like they're capturing these birds. And why are they banding these birds? And what else are they doing to them?
Yeah, absolutely. So bird banding is exactly what it sounds like. When they capture the birds and bring them back to the gazebo, they have them all pinned up on a clothesline in those fabric bags. And then they take the bag down and they find out a lot of vital information about the birds. Blow on it, check out whether it's male or female, the gender, the weight, the age of the birds, all of those kinds of important information.
Measurements, I would imagine.
Weight. Exactly. And they write those down on these forms, and then they put a band on the bird, like a little metal band on its leg.
Okay. And the band, my guess gives that bird like a number. So like that basically gives that an individual identity, that bird, right?
Yeah. And it's a way to track them. So it's part of this nationwide program. It's a Monitoring Avian Production and Survivorship Program, otherwise known as MAPS, which is a program run nationwide that tracks all of this vital information about birds. And it's become especially important because a lot of bird populations at the moment are in decline.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so it's been a way for biologists to be able to track these species and potentially get some information about them before it's too late.
Okay. And so you mentioned that this is a nationwide. Are there other bird banding stations? Where are they?
Yeah, there's about 1,200 up to 1,200 bird banding stations nationwide by this MAPS program.
Okay.
Yeah, and so they're kind of all over the country. A lot of them are in pretty difficult to reach places, so it's kind of out in the wild, which is something that makes this one really cool.
Right.
That it's right in the middle of town at this state park that everyone knows.
And my guess is all of these different bird banding stations are using the same, they're collecting the same information. Like there's a baseline, you know, it is a scientific study, correct?
Yep, exactly. So the MAPS program has protocols for all of the information that they're collecting and the way that they have to do it that are pretty strict and that all of the banding stations adhere to. And it's all entered into their national kind of database.
Do we have any idea of what they're trying to understand with these studies?
Yeah, it really is kind of giving them a chance to track population trends, survival rates, reproduction rates, mm-hmm. and birds' movement across the country. So it's a lot of information that you can get by, you know, banding these birds and being able to track them as they're getting caught at different map stations nationwide.
Right, right. And to be clear, the part that you were involved in was the data collection part. They weren't making any determinations. They weren't making any, you know, evaluations or, you know, conclusions about this population of birds at the state park, correct?
Right, exactly. They were just collecting data as the birds were captured and recording it so that it's found in the maps databases.
Right, right. So you mentioned that this bird banding station is unique. How is it different?
Yeah, so again, kind of like I've said, it's right in the middle of town, which a lot of these bird banding stations are kind of out in the middle of nowhere. People can't really get to them.
Right.
So it being in the middle of town makes it really accessible. And Montana Wild also has this mission of education. So they really want the public to be involved and engaged with wildlife in our state. And as part of their mission, they've made this bird banding station welcome to the public. The public can come and watch it,
okay,
which
right.
is very, not something that happens at the other map stations across the country. So,
and what does that look like?
At the Spring Meadow Lake station, it meant that about 15 to 20 people came that day and got to watch the whole process happen. The biologists, you know, taking measurements and mm-hmm. Collecting the data on the birds and banding them. And then often the biologists would let people from the public who came to watch let the birds go. Yeah, so you got to hold a bird in your hand, and a lot of the biologists that were there told me that that just goes such a long way in getting people engaged with this wildlife.
Well, and I was there too. It's pretty crazy because, you know, they have these captured, you know, a lot of songbirds, a lot of beautiful birds, mm-hmm. and it's really, you know, the closest anybody's ever going to get to looking at these birds. That a fair assessment?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, when they're out in the wild, you get too close to them and they fly away. But
right.
in this instance, you know, the biologists are handling them and taking all of their information down. And it's just a really cool up-close chance to interact with wildlife.
So, Mariah, can you tell me more about the process of, like, what they're doing as they're collecting the data once the birds are in hand?
So the biologists are checking for all of that vital information about the birds like we talked about. So, you know, their weight and stuff. But it's actually really cool to watch the process happen because you get to see, like, what they're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have the bird in hand and they're checking to see whether, you know, it's reproducing at the moment,
right.
they can see a brooding patch by blowing on its stomach, which tells you whether or not the bird is sitting on a nest.
And what does this brood patch look like?
It's basically like this weird looking sack on a bird's stomach, and a full kind of reddish colored one means that they're sitting on a nest, and kind of a more deflated one means that they're not currently sitting on a nest. So you can see the difference when the biologist
shows you. It's bare skin. There's no feathers there, correct? That's the whole blowing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. And so you get to see that firsthand close up. You can see the biologist kind of spreading apart the bird's wings to look at the molt, and that's how they tell how old the birds are.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What are they looking at? Maybe explain to folks what molting is.
Yeah, there's a number of indicators that biologists can look at on the birds' wings and the feathers to tell how old they are. They can tell how old the birds are up to about 2 years old, and then they know that they're older than two. So can tell a lot about the bird's age. just by looking at their feathers, which is really interesting. And then they would stick the birds, actually, it was kind of funny, like head first into these little orange pill bottles to take their weight down and stick them on a scale. So you got to watch that process happen and heard a lot of the birds protesting against it, squawking and that kind of a thing. And then you got to watch how delicately the biologists held them and banded them.
Because we're talking about small songbirds. You know, there's not like big eagles or geese or anything like that. We're talking about songbirds that we see zipping through the trees, correct?
Right, right. And so they are literally can be held in the palm of your hand. And there are specific ways that the biologists hold them to make sure that, you know, they're really small and can be kind of fragile. And so they're making sure that they're handling them in a really delicate manner.
Right.
So that they're not hurting the birds at all. Right. So
I feel like we've covered the whole process and the data collection process. Now let's rewind back to the capturing process. What does that look like? How are they, you know, you mentioned nets earlier, but how are they actually getting the birds in hand?
Yeah. So again, like I said, there's 10 fine mesh nets that are kind of strung up in these trees, all around Spring Meadow Lake.
Kind of looks like a volleyball net, right?
Yep, a bit like a volleyball net, except that they've got pockets in them. So the birds fly into the net and drop down into the pockets. And then volunteers go out about every 15 minutes and wander and check these nets to see if there's any birds in them. And then they have these little white fabric bags, and they put the birds in the bags and then bring them back up to the station. But it's they took the public out there to wander and look at the nets too. And it was just really cool.
And the nets are not, they're down in the brush and in the trees, right? They're not like strung up in the air above the trees, correct?
Nope. They're down in the brush and in the trees. And so it's something where it's not necessarily noticeable unless you know where they are and you're looking for them around the lake. So just a passerby wouldn't notice. But all of these volunteers and people that were interested in the station got to go down and see them. And they're literally just right off the trail.
So, you know, I would imagine that they're collecting a certain type of species with them set up in that type of habitat. Do we know how many different types of birds that they've collected at this banding station?
Yeah, Spring Meadow Lake is actually kind of a destination for bird watchers in the state. A lot of people will go there to watch birds because there's so many different types of species.
Oh, cool.
And the biologist told me that they've captured probably upwards of a dozen species since they've been operating the station, which has been over the months of June, July, and they'll operate it once in August.
So. Okay. So quite a bit of birds. Was there excitement when different bird species would come in? Like, would the biologists respond differently to different species and whatnot?
A little bit. Yeah, it was exciting when there was a species that they hadn't seen before or that they hadn't seen very often. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So I think you actually got to participate in a little bit of the hands-on part of this research project. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I did. Actually, birds are like strangely one of my big fears.
Oh, really?
They kind of freak me out a little bit.
No kidding.
Yeah, but I went down there and I was doing this whole thing and watching the biologists all handle them and watching them members of the public let the birds go. And Allison Begley, who's one of the biologists at Fish, Wildlife and Parks, she's an avian conservation biologist, was talking with me and asked me if I wanted to hold one of the birds. And at first, that was a very scary thought.
Yeah.
But then it was this little yellow warbler, and she was handling it delicately. They just finished banding it, and she had me hold out both of my palms and just set the bird down on its back in my palms, and it literally didn't feel like it weighed anything.
Right.
Yeah, it was like there was nothing in my hands, but there was a bird there. And then it flew away as quick as it got put in my hands and went back to Spring Meadow and found its nest, I assume.
Went back to doing what yellow warblers do, I suppose.
Yellow warblers do, indeed, yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for introducing us to the world of bird banding, Mariah. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Montana Untamed is a podcast from the newsrooms of Lee Enterprises Montana Newspapers. Visit any of our websites or subscribe wherever podcasts are found.